Hello everyone, Matt Sport here again, but this time around we're talking football. And of course we have to talk football because, for obvious reasons, Real Madrid are crowned champions of Europe for the third successive year. What an amazing story. Look at the same Real Madrid side that for six consecutive seasons struggled to make it past the round of 16 stage, losing to Lyon, AS Roma, Bayern Munich, even Juventus, who just returned from administration or from relegation to the Serie B at some point in time. And here they are, winning four UEFA Champions League titles in the space of 5 years. What a spell of dominance. So I look back into the history books of the UEFA Champions League, or the European Cup as it were called, and I noticed a particular system, and it is the fact that Real Madrid usually have a period where they dominate the continent, and in that time they have raked in as much as 9, if not more, 13 of their titles, all 13. The first time was between when the competition itself began in the 1950s. They won the first 5 years. The next time they went on a spell of dominance was between 1998 and 2002. In that time, Real Madrid won the UEFA Champions League 3 times. They won it in 1998 against Juventus by goal to nil, won it again in 2000, and then won it again in 2002. In 2000, they won it against Valencia, 3-0, and they won it in 2002 against Bayer Leverkusen, 2-1. And we will never stop talking about Zinedine Zidane's fabulous volley from Roberto Carlos' cross. However, they have now done it again. Just when it looked like no team will ever defend the UEFA Champions League or win it back-to-back, Real Madrid have gone on to do it back-to-back-to-back. And how did all of this stop? It began when Jose Mourinho was brought in to replace Manuel Pellegrini in 2009. Remember that Real Madrid had been struggling to make it past the round of 16 stage since 2004. And Manuel Pellegrini came there 09-10 season, still couldn't get him out, got knocked out by Olympique Lyonnais again. And so Mourinho won the UEFA Champions League with Inter Milan against all odds, and trust Florentino Perez, he brought him in. And as soon as he did that, the story changed. For the next 3 seasons, Real Madrid got to as far as the semi-finals. And from 2010-2011 season, which was Mourinho's first season at Real Madrid, till this current season, Real Madrid have the worst Real Madrid have gotten to is the semi-final of the UEFA Champions League, setting a record on their own. They've now gotten to at least the semi-final of the UEFA Champions League for 7 or 8 consecutive seasons. No other team has managed that in the history of the sport, and they have done it. Not just doing that, they went all the way to win it for 3 consecutive years and making it 4 times in 5 years. So Carlo Ancelotti delivered the famous La Decima in 2014, and Gareth Bale was immense in the scoring a superb goal and a very key goal, a key header against Atletico Madrid, which proved to be the turning point, because up until that point, Real Madrid had struggled, had barely tested Thibaut Courtois, looked like Atletico was going to run away with it, until 92 minutes 48 seconds after Sergio Ramos connected with a corner kick, and then it was a goal, and then history rewritten. Just imagine what it would have felt like if Real Madrid had lost that final. We probably wouldn't be talking about them today, but yeah, what happened back then happened, and it was fabulous. Now let's fast forward to 2016, when they did it again over Atletico Madrid. This time around, it was ground out. They had to fight for it. Ramos again was key, scoring the equalizer after Atletico had already gone up early enough in the game, and then Real Madrid won that on penalty shootout. And then last year, it was a total masterclass of a display against Juventus, the old ladies who were equally playing in their second finals in 3 years, and of course their 5th final, lost that one. But Real Madrid which showed some character this year, having struggled in the league, with their talisman Cristiano Ronaldo having perhaps the worst season of his career since he made that switch to Real Madrid, that world record switch to Real Madrid in 2009, was struggling in front of goal, and they needed the goals to come. And he did deliver on the UEFA Champions League front, scoring goals. But then that embarrassing 3-1 defeat to Tottenham Hotspur at the Wembley Stadium looked like Real Madrid were in trouble. It looked like they were going to have serious issues. That followed that up with a 3-0 defeat to Barcelona in the first Clasico of the Liga season. That looked like trouble. The season was hanging by a thread, and a thread it was. The thread they maneuvered confidently and expertly. They have become a master of this, which is winning when it matters most. Real Madrid are showing over and over and over again that this competition is theirs and theirs alone. So it's no surprise that they've won it for 3 consecutive years. No surprise at all. They have proven to have mastered this competition. And speaking about this season again, it was fabulous. They defeated PSG in the round of 16, defeated Juventus in the quarterfinals. A stroke of a bit of luck in there, but yes, it was correct, and they did it. And then defeated Bayern Munich. That was the shock of all. Benzema, much maligned for failing in front of goal this season, he has such a season to forget. No one will believe that that French striker scored just 5 league goals this season. Yes, you heard me right. 5 league goals. But then, when it mattered most, he popped up with 2 good goals against Bayern Munich. And it was enough to see them through to the finals. And then, just when it mattered most, also in the final, he scored that goal. Now, guys, this podcast is not talking about that game at all. No, I will be addressing the game in detail in my next podcast. So you want to catch that tomorrow morning, because by then my next podcast will be out. Real Madrid did what they had to do. The much maligned striker Karim Benzema showed up when it mattered most. For all of his failings in front of goal, he showed up. Do not forget that he equally scored a goal which was correctly ruled out for offside earlier in the game. But being there, having his concentration level high up there, while Karius had his own down there, was a key moment. So to the champions of Europe, winning it for the 3rd consecutive season, great stuff. Great stuff. And are we about to stop talking about Zinedine Zidane's exquisite volley in the UEFA Champions League final? Are we about to start talking about Gareth Bale's superb bicycle kick for years to come? Definitely. Of course, he's not the first to score a bicycle kick. We saw that from Mario Mandzukic last season. But this is different. This was the one that won Real Madrid their 13th UEFA Champions League title. All hail the new... They are not new anyway. All hail the ever-reigning king of Europe. At least until another thing dispels them of that title. Hala Madrid.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.